Ladies and gentlemen, American Ninja Hooli starts now. Yeah, 12:40 a.m. This is the Hooli's Hooli live at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. It's Thursday night for our radio listeners. Woo-hoo! Saturday night. Welcome to the show. Bill, hot show tonight. One of our old pals is on the program.
Very excited to have him.
Andy Madden is on the program. He'll be our musical guest. He's played in a number of bands throughout the years. Also a former roommate of ours. Known him
of yours. I didn't live with Madden.
That's right.
Yeah. That was Andy Diversity and Patty Clark.
That's right. Yeah. Because we lived at Clark and Diversity.
Yeah, I remember it well.
We've known each other 30 years almost.
There's some good stories. Maybe we'll dig into them a little bit.
That's right. We will. More importantly, tonight is night two of the Irish-American Movie Hooli at the Gene Siskel Film Center.
Right,
We're excited for that. You can come see On Broadway. That's Dave McLaughlin's film from 2000. It's a couple years old now, but it's not... Never got a wide release.
Tonight's it's his actual Chicago premiere. And
that's on at 8 o'clock. That features Will Arnett, Amy Poehler, comedian Matt O'Malley.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Oh, did you? If you're driving in the car
Joey McIntyre.
Go over there and buy tickets.
That's right. Go over and buy tickets. It's $11 at the gate. Yeah. There'll be a party afterwards. Director Dave McLaughlin will be there to give a Q&A.
And then go to the Emerald Loop afterwards.
Right, for the party.
Yeah.
So that's the big news this week. There's been a lot of, we've been in the news this week.
There was a nice article that Rick Kogan did on the film festival. Very thankful for that. He wrote a lot about our father, We had a little plug
I got a plug, That was nice. Plug. Fitzgerald's got a plug, too. By the way, Fitzgerald's, tonight you can come out and see Billy Prine, and that's going on at 9 p.m. Cannonball will be opening with Billy Prine, I believe, playing with him. So that's going to be a good show.
Yeah,
always
absolutely.
A good show. And the Velvet Jimmies will be in the sidebar. Thank you, Andy Madden. He knows more about Fitzgerald's than I do right now, and he doesn't even work here. But are you still at the week? I guess we can invite Andy onto the program already. Why not? Andy Madden, everybody, listen to that raucous roar of applause.
Woohoo!
How you doing?
Yeah.
Woo!
Andy, are you still, for a little while, you were the booking manager at The Wire, isn't that right? And the marketing manager for a little bit?
Marketing manager, yes. I did that for about a year, and I am now...
Retired.
Retired, yes. Just made a bundle of cash and just bought a yacht.
It's a tough gig to be the old marketing manager. You were trying to make that work for them, and you're still great pals with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been over to The Wire recently to see any shows? Are you still keeping in good contact with those guys?
Yeah. Every month they have a pro jam where all the neighborhood pro players show up. That was a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I got to see Chris Neville and all the likes over there. So it was good.
We're talking about professionals now, and I opened the top of the program, and one of the things I said was it's American Ninja Hooli. And one of the things
What did that mean?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting to it. My daughter's a big fan of that show, American Ninja Warrior.
How nice. Wonderful television for a six-year-old.
Yeah, it really, what do you mean? It's just guys jumping over stuff. But one of the things that I did discover is that there's grown men when they give interviews with these grown men.
Uh-huh.
These guys are like, I've wanted to be a ninja my whole life. I wanted to be a ninja when I was like 7, but it lasted for maybe 6 months. Like this is did you have ninja dreams?
No, I think we got some. I mean, what are you going to give it? The only cool thing about it, I remember somebody would always say that guy's got some Chinese stars at his house or something like that.
Did.
Nobody ever had real
nunchucks.
Nunchucks. Usually the nunchucks were fun until you injured yourself and you nowhere with them. And then
I remember you'd see a guy like dart across traffic or do some sort of I guess what would you call it? Parkour moves of some sort. We didn't even know what parkour was then. We just called it idiocracy. Yeah. But now that's a sport, and
parkour,
and you can grow up to be a ninja someday. It's not something that I ever thought you could do.
Speaking of ninjas, I remember Jack Murphy, a buddy of mine from Mount Carmel, telling me that there was a former classmate of ours at Mount Carmel. He was a little bit older. He went to Iowa University, and he used to put on a ninja, the head ninja, and then he would streak all over campus. They called him the Naked Ninja.
That was Pat Crotty.
Yes, it was. Yeah, nice. Naked Ninja. Oh, there's
the Naked
Bridget
Mullen.
She knows who the Naked Ninja is, I think. I don't know.
But it is weird when your kid comes up to you now and says, I'm really considering this ninja thing.
So Charlotte wants to be a ninja?
Yeah, I mean, she's like, look, watch me jump off things. It's going to be I'm going to be in the emergency room twice as many times as normal now because ninja is an ambition.
So it was karate the first up there?
Yeah. Did you do karate?
No. Charlie did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Now, what got him into Ninja Turtles was probably the big thing that incorporated that into his world.
Probably, yeah.
And Domino's Pizza.
And Domino's Pizza.
Why? What does Domino's Pizza have to do with being a karate?
One of the Ninja Turtles. Didn't he always eat all the Domino's Pizza or something like that?
That was their thing.
A cross-marketing scheme between the studios, I'm sure, and Domino's Pizza. Because Chunk from Goonies liked Domino's, too, if I remember correctly.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah, he did. Bill, what do you got going? You got a wedding up. Our good pal Steve Ames is getting married. You always get pumped up for these weddings, don't you? Are you going to behave yourself this weekend?
I hope so. Yeah, I think I will. I'm looking into the audience. I'm getting that look. Yes, you better behave yourself.
No more sneaking Jameson shot.
No more Jameson
shot. You want to do a Jameson shot with me?
I think there'll be a lot of liquor and wine salesmen there. I think because that's the industry that my friend is in, including myself. So I think there'll be a lot of wine poured, which I don't drink a lot of wine. So I'll just be Coors Lighting it up.
Yeah, well, that's good. And that'll keep you insane. Coors Light will get you a little whacked, too. Andy, tell me a little bit about your new group, Toy Robots. You've had several groups over the years. Are you the front man in this group again?
I am.
You haven't been the front man in a group in quite some time, actually, have you?
This is actually the first time ever.
Is this the first time ever? I mean, you've been the lead guitarist in many groups, but now
lead guitarist for a long time here, but first time out in front and center, and it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun, so.
What inspired is Toy Robots, normally you were, most of your music is versed in sort of rhythm and blues and hard rock, I guess. I don't want to kid. You've never been like a folksy guy. You've always been like a rock musician.
Yeah. I'm calling this band Indie Jam Rock.
Indie Jam Rock?
Yeah. So I like to stretch things out, but still rock it out, keep it tight, so.
Now, are you doing vocals for this group too?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was just time to kind of step it up and see what happens. So.
Now, who does Toy Robots consist of? It's yourself?
Myself, Paul Duda on bass. And Paul and I met years ago through Craigslist, if you can believe that or not.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess that's common for bands to kind of meet each other and create like musicians.
But in a totally not creepy way.
Okay.
So he turned out to be the one guy that was normal.
Yeah.
Okay. And very fortunate for that. So Paul and I played bass, play together in Kick Bush.
Ah. Yes.
And then we also played together in The Holdout most recently.
Right, which was sort of a hybrid from Des Plaines River Band and a couple other groups.
And Kick Bush, ultimately. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, right. And so, is the holdout still going down, or is it holding out for good?
I think it's holding out, as far as I know. But yes. You'll have to talk to some of the other guys for that one. So.
Yeah, you guys all keep pretty good spirits together and good friendships. Like, even though some of these bands have dissolved in the past, you're still good pals with all these people. There's never any real bad blood.
No, of course not.
It's just creative differences, and guys decide to move on, you know?
Yeah, it's always evolving, so... Paul's playing bass, and then got a great drummer by the name of Stefan Konke.
Where'd you guys run into him?
I met Stefan through the Pro Jam at Wire.
Cool.
And he's good buddies with a guy named Wes Chihos.
I know Wes.
Who's quite the player himself. So jammed with Stefan a few times over at the Pro Jam, and was looking for a drummer that was somewhat available. And Stefan decided that he would squeeze us into his schedule. So very grateful for that.
Are you playing any... Now, I know as of recently you picked up the piano probably a few years ago. Are you playing any keys in this band at all?
Not as of yet. We're a trio, so it's pretty lean at the moment. So I kind of got to stick to my A game. And, with that being said, it's the guitar all the way. So, we just... got into the studio and we're tracking our first EP for early 2016 release.
Yeah, and you guys have already started playing some shows. And these are just playing songs that you guys have done. Like, are these all originals, or are you guys just kind of like playing covers to sort of get a feel for each other on stage?
No, so this is all original material that I've written.
Oh, awesome.
And, some of it started back in the Holdout days and has evolved, but there's a lot of new material as well, and Paul and Stefan have been gracious to really kind of throw in their 2 cents and really help me arrange some of this stuff. So,
so we've got you on the program here, and we've had a call-in guest before. He's been on the show, and I have to, you know, talk about it because, you know, when we were in, what was it, sixth grade, we picked up the guitar probably similar, around the same time.
Yes, we did.
The exact same time.
Yeah, and we were taking lessons over at that guitar fanano.
Peter
Park
Bread Lady.
Peter Bread Lady, yeah. And I just, there was a woman that used to eat, for the radio listening audience, there was a woman that would always be eating pita bread every time we walked in there, and hence the name Pita Bread Lady. And but I want to get more on touch with the fact that, you know, Chris, our old guitar teacher, he's called in before.
Yeah, he has.
We've had him on as a guest. Do you keep in touch with Chris at all?
You know, Chris and I had a falling out.
Was it around the time that he tried to teach you how to play Two Princes by Spin Doctors?
You know, I only had Chris as a teacher for maybe like 6 months.
Yeah, I remember your guy Lee was your guy.
I had
right?
Lee for a while, and
Lee
and,
was like an
and
old
Rich. Rich was the old guy.
Who was like the old country kind of hillbilly dude?
That was Rich.
All right.
He was the I think father.
Oh, it was Peter Bread Lady's husband, right?
Father, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Lee was, I think, her husband.
All right.
I recall having a lot of laughs in that place, but I don't think we. But did you have? I think you actually might have had the lesson like right before we would walk in, and I would just make this guy's half hour of his life miserable because.
Yeah,
I,
that sounds about right.
Maybe the reason that we have a radio show now and we're doing wisecracks and he plays music is because he listened to the teachers and we sat
I think
back.
So,
and,
yeah.
But you know? But you guys don't forget. I mean, remember, I'm a lefty and my first teacher refused to teach me left-handed. So
yes. So you learned how to play Jimi Hendrix style.
So learn how to play right-handed. So
right. Yeah. See, I tried to do the Jimi Hendrix style.
Yeah, Bill was a lefty,
yeah,
right?
And it did not work.
Or you
out
just
well.
Flip the strings upside
I
down.
I used to just take the. I don't even know if I'm using correct musical lingo, but
you're
I used
not.
To just do like eight, like bing 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 bing. And I would say, "Hey, Money Talks."
That was when Clay O'Brien, one of our also contributors of the show, figured out that he could play Money Talks, which it wasn't the chord for Money Talks by AC/DC at all.
Clay just has the uncanny knack to play anything for without actually sounding like it, but kind of sounding like it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
For about 8 seconds.
Yeah, for as long as you care to.
I do remember
to it,
you.
So.
You had I think it was a light blue Jackson guitar.
Close. It was like a deep red Jackson Stealth.
Yeah, and it used to play
locking trem on it. I mean,
yeah.
It was just metal all the way.
And yeah, he would play Crazy Train on
right at the height of like Def Leppard and like all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you got it. Now this is cool because now we're going to talk about guitars. You have your own. Do you still have your own guitar company?
I sold it. I sold it earlier this year.
It was called Monarch Guitars.
Monarch, yeah. Monarch was a startup company that I started with this guy, Luke Columbus. And it was a great concept. We just couldn't get it off the ground. And
yeah.
And I sold the remaining pieces back to Luke. And
yeah.
And maybe someday he'll resurrect it.
Sure. Now, you guys were building your own guitars. I know a lot of it had to do with the artwork that existed on the guitars, correct?
Yeah, so really the niche that we were trying to carve out was fully customizing guitars in a very cost-effective way. The
right.
ultimate goal was to build guitars, but we never quite got that far. So that takes a lot of money and success and time. And
oh, yeah.
And we had time, and that was about it.
All right, well, we're here with Andy Madden. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these short messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hoolies Hoolie or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, Tom Gorman, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You get in legal trouble, call Tom Gorman. I want to remind a radio listening audience that the Irish American movie Hooli is going down as we speak. You can get in your car, hop over there, and see on Broadway tonight at the Gene Siskel Film Center. That's right at Staten Lake, right next to ABC 7.
Yeah.
And director Dave McLaughlin will be there for a Q&A. Film features Will Arnett, Amy Poehler, Joey McIntyre of New Kids on the Block. How about that? Guess who else is going to be there? Me.
Oh, nice.
I'll sign your cast or whatever you want.
Are you going to hang out with Joey?
Yeah, I wish Joey McIntyre was there. That'd be kind of cool. But
you could sing some Hanging Tough.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Digging deep for that one.
Yeah, I was digging deep for that one.
Also, great movie on Sunday called After the Dance. Highly suggest that. That's more of a, these are all family-orientated films, but this is a good one to bring your mom or your sister with. It's kind of a, I guess, you could use the term chick flick.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie, and, you know, I checked that out. That's at 3 p.m., so that's a Sunday show.
Hey, how's your week going, by the way?
It's been busy, real busy. Yeah. I haven't even been able to come up for air until this moment right now when you asked me.
Yeah. Sales are good?
Sales are, it's the end of the month, you know? You got to get hit your quota, man, get your numbers going, dial in for dollars.
I was at a store today going, come on, man, just take the case of Bonterra. And he was like, no, man, I don't want the case of Bonterra. And I was going, so you're telling me you don't want this case of Bonterra? And he goes, yes, that's what I'm telling you. And I go, but you have an ad on it this week. They just would not bite. So he'll be getting a phone call on Monday about the Bonterra. Hey, you still want that Bonterra? I still have to
just keep leaning on them and leaning on them. And
by the way, Bonterra is a wonderfully organic wine. You could purchase it at all your local Jewelasco's. Sorry, there's a free plug since I was talking about it. But
hey, if you're in the Berwyn area on Saturday and you're listening tonight, you can see the Billy Prine Band here at Fitzgerald's along with Cannonball. That's going to be going on, I want to say at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So you miss out on the movie Hooli, you can get your butt over here and check that out. Tickets are $10 at the gate. Cool. Andy Madden's here joining us again. Andy,
and
thanks for doing the program.
He's your old roommate.
Yeah.
You guys were like, what, 21? And going to
15 years ago, if you can believe that, Pat.
Yeah, I wasn't real mature. That was like, I got kicked out. I had been kicked out of Marquette University at that point, and I thought it was a great idea to go home.
Uh-huh.
Can't remember if I went to the Triumph. I might have gone to Triton.
Okay. No, I think you went directly to Columbia.
No, you went straight to Columbia.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I did. Yeah. I went straight to Columbia. I went straight to Columbia because I was like, I'm going to be a filmmaker. And I went there and figured out soon enough that I didn't fit in very well because I came from like Marquette.
It was a tough school to fit into.
It was because I came from like North Face University where everybody was wearing like white game hats. I guess the Game was a brand that made hats then. I'm still wearing hats. But
that hasn't changed.
Those were the hats that said like Cox on them or as in Gamecocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was the big fad back in those days, and it was a white hat, and guys would be wearing those with the North Face fleeces. That's when fleeces first came out. Everybody had a fleece.
God, I look back on it, and I'm going, when I had all that hair, what was I doing wearing stupid hat?
Just constantly wearing hats.
Everybody was constantly wearing hats. But anyway, I went to Marquette, and then when I got kicked out of Marquette, I showed up at Columbia. And I was like, I'm going to be a filmmaker. And everybody there was wearing, like, they looked like Dylan Klebold or somebody from Columbine.
I have no idea who that is. It's way above my head.
That's the kid who went Blippo.
Yeah, we shouldn't laugh at that. Yeah. Right.
Well, you gotta have a we have sort of a sense of humor about things on this show.
That's a luxury of open enrollment.
How about the Columbia
College open enrollment? I mean,
so yeah, it was hard to fit in. Like everybody was like artsy, and I was like, I'm artsy too, and they were like, no, you're not. You just look like you stepped out of Sport Mart. Get out of here. You know,
you did step out of Sport Mart, probably.
Literally did.
Now, how did you wind up at Columbia? Now, you were a Columbia student as well.
Are you a my guy first?
Alumni.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm an alumni.
I had spent my first 2 years at U of I, and it's a little gray as far as who asked who to leave, but
I had a similar situation.
I'm pretty sure I chose to leave before they asked me to.
Okay.
Yeah, you were playing in a band called Phineas Gage.
Phineas Gage, yeah. There's a few good stories in Phineas Gage. We had a mutual friend,
Sadowski,
Jonathan Sadowski, who's
a TV star,
semi-famous TV star. He was our keyboard player. Had some good times with
and
him.
And he also played quarterback at Mount Carmel High School with us.
I just can't believe that.
The sad man. Yeah. He's Sadowski's a wonderful guy.
And he's from Bridgeport. He didn't seem like your typical Bridgeport guy.
No, he was very pretty for Bridgeport.
Yeah.
But that's why he's out in Hollywood now, and he's a dream, I'm telling you.
And you still keep in touch with him, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So do I on Facebook. I'm always he's rabid on Facebook.
Oh, man. He's a social media he's all over the place on that.
Yeah, but he's a success story. Many of our listeners, if you saw the movie She's the Man, you'll remember him as Amanda Bynes' sort of effeminate hairdresser pal.
Quote, unquote, effeminate. Yes. Yeah.
He didn't. That's how he wanted to be billed. He goes, I was effeminate. Yeah. Okay. I said, okay, fine, Sadowski. He also had some of the hottest girlfriends I've ever seen anyone ever have. So, and he just got engaged. So congrats to you, sad man.
Yeah. Enrolled into Columbia as well. And
And I was like, oh, I got kicked out and you're going to Columbia? Like, let's room together.
So we found a 3-bedroom apartment.
An awesome apartment.
It was a great apartment.
I mean, looking back on it, I go, wow, I mean, what a great place. I mean, I would live there today.
Yeah. We probably wouldn't even be able to afford to live there today. I remember it had hardwood floors and a fireplace and like crown molded ceilings. We were like, this place is good. This will do.
I loved the bay turret window. That was great.
Oh, man. I got some good stories from that. I remember someone stealing a cab in front of that place that we were friends with. I remember falling.
Oh, yeah.
I remember falling down the stairs on my 21st birthday there. And
some long stairs.
I was sore the next day. Yeah. That's what a whole bottle of Goldschlager will do to you. That was the party where the police made a little appearance at the party.
Yeah,
the evening,
I remember.
They made quite a few appearances at that place.
That one specifically, I was in my room jamming out, probably just unbelievably loud, and three police officers just kind of opened the door like it's no big deal.
They didn't even care.
No, they're just like, your neighbors want you to turn it down.
That was Benjamin Montague. Remember him? That was his name.
Wow, it's amazing that you can remember that.
His name was Benjamin Montague. He was a thespian. Yeah. And he came from, he actually made a movie when I got into the independent film space called Halfway to Sandwich, I believe it was about Sandwich, Illinois. And Joe Fitzgerald worked on that film.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Worked on that film.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, funny how. You want to play some tunes?
Sure.
All right. We're with Andy Madden. We'll take a quick, brief break here while he sets up, and he's going to play a couple jams for us. Hooli's Hooli return right after these quick messages.
Hi, everybody. It's your old friend Mike Houlihan from the Skinny and Hooli Show. Please join me at the Gene Siskel Film Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 25th, 26th, and 27th for the first annual Irish-American Movie Hooli. We've discovered 3 great filmmakers who will be making their Chicago premieres at the Hooli that weekend. You can buy your tickets online at www.siskelfilmcenter.org or get more info at moviehooli.org. Don't miss the first annual Irish-American Movie Hooli, September 25th through the 27th, at the Gene Siskel Film Center, where we expect to see some of the same ethnic swagger that made Jimmy Cagney famous. Sponsored by the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, the Irish American News, and Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
And we're back at the Hooli's Hooli. It's Saturday night for our radio listening audience. We're live at Fitzgerald's on Thursday. Our good pal Andy Madden is here on the program.
I'm glad he's here because I've been kind of pestering him for, I don't know, the last 2 months. And he's been so busy. And now tonight he's been so kind to come out and finally join us. one of my favorite musicians growing up, and one of my good friends.
Thank you, Andy. Before Andy kicks it off here, I want to remind everybody that our pal Brendan O'Connor is in a little bit of a fight.
That's right.
He's got a little cancer bout going down, but we're all getting behind him, and there's going to be a fundraiser Thursday, October 1st, for the White Sox-Kansas City Royals game. Brendan's going to throw the first pitch out. It's a 7:10 start. And you can purchase tickets at $50, and you can get them at Big Guys, and all the proceeds are going to go over to Brendan to help out his cause. We love Brendan. He's one of the sponsors of our show. You can find out more about Brendan O'Connor's fundraising at Brendan O'Connor Fundraising on Facebook.
Yeah.
So keep Brendan in your thoughts
and
prayers.
Absolutely, definitely.
Andy.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, is this a new track we're about to hear here?
Yeah, so this is... this is a new old one. This is something that we played in the holdout, and like I said... the new band has, updated it a little bit, made it our own. But
sure.
This is a track I wrote called Slow It Down.
Slow It Down, Andy Madden. Have to let it go. Yeah. That's Andy Madden, everybody.
Love it.
Thank you.
You guys will be recording that one in the studio with Toy Robots?
Yeah. That's one of the five tracks that we're cutting in the studio right now.
You guys recently played a gig at the Elbow Room, is that right?
Tonic Room. Close.
Tonic. Oh,
close.
Man. I'm gonna, I'll get crap from them about that, the Elbow Room. All right, so how'd that go?
It was pretty good, man. It was a second show, like my third or fourth show as a front man.
Sure.
We had some technical difficulties that
they worked themselves out, though.
It was interesting, though. So my pedal board setup has become pretty elaborate, as you may have guessed.
Yes.
And, I was getting repeatedly shocked by the microphone anytime I sang into it. And, it didn't happen until halfway into the first song.
Oh, boy.
So there's nothing like getting a nice little jolt. Mid-performance.
Yeah.
I powered through it, but, man, it hurt, you know?
I'll
so I had to address it, and the sound guy just kind of looked at me like...
what are you talking about?
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
A mouth guard? we put a... he didn't have a windscreen or a pop filter, so we put a wristband over the microphone.
Sure.
And
it
worked for the most part.
Okay.
So, sometimes you just need those gigs
to figure out
to get it under
one.
Your belt,
Now, were you afraid that there was a kid that we went to grammar school with? Andy also attended St. Luke's Grammar School with us.
Yeah.
He had one time stuck his mouth on an electric socket, and he had to wear this weird thing so his mouth wouldn't shrink. Did that come into your mind
the last part of his name was Nowski.
Yes.
In case anybody was wondering.
You know, that hasn't come into my mind since, 1989.
Well, leave it to me to remind you. Yeah.
You guys are just the encyclopedia of unwritten history.
I love it.
Excuse me, Nowski. Can you unplug the overhead projector? Sure, let me just use my teeth. Zapped him.
But I remember he had to wear the special mouth guard, and I could think.
He did. It looked like
I know,
it was like a backwards horseshoe.
But
that
I know
it
like I yeah. If I was
it would
performing,
pop his mouth open. They had to keep his mouth open from shrinking.
So if I was performing, I know that would probably run through my head just because I still think of those kind of things and I'm a weirdo. But oh man, I don't want to have to wear one of those.
I did not think about that.
Oh,
so,
good.
You could cross that off the list, I guess.
Well, Nowski's mouth guard could be a great single in the future.
Yeah, this is about my time at Tonic Room.
I'll add that to the working titles I got in the queue.
All right. You want to do another song here?
Sure.
All right. What's this one? Do we know yet?
So I'm gonna break out a few covers here.
Okay.
And, this is a song written by Dan Auerbach and the Black Keys.
Yeah, man.
And, for two guys, they really just they really pack a punch here. So for me being in a trio, it's nice that...
it's inspiring to see them do that kind
of
work.
Two guys can do a lot of damage.
Yeah,
so,
they can.
Granted, now that they have, their touring band, I think, is five musicians.
Sure.
But, nevertheless.
But when they're recording, it's just the three of them and just playing on top of tracks.
Yeah. And that's the luxury of being in the studio,
Sure.
Overdubbing till ad infinitum. So,
Okay.
Yeah. This is a song called Little Black Submarines.
Yes. Little Black Submarines. All right. Andy Madden doing a little Black Keys.
Little black submarines operate please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operate please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? Voices calling me, they get lost, they're out of time. I should have seen it blow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be? Voices calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it blow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Treasure maps, falling trees, operator, please call me back when it's time. Stolen friends and disease, operator, please, this is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? Voices calling me, they get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
Andy Madden doing a little Black Keys. Hooli's Hooli will be back after this quick message.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, live right. From Fitzgerald's, yeah. 12:40 a.m. And this is the Hooli's Hooli. I want to remind everybody, the movie Hooli, we've been pumping it for
months. Going down right now.
It's going
now.
Down tonight. Yeah. If you're in your car listening, you can head your way over to the Gene Siskel Film Center, perhaps still get a ticket, 8 p.m.
Absolutely.
And it'll be on Broadway. Dave McLaughlin will be there, the film's director, to give a Q&A afterwards. Highly recommended. Want to thank the sponsors of the movie Hooli, Emerald Loop, Hilton, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. We got pretty lucky having some great sponsors behind us this
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely.
Also want to thank Fitzgerald's for being a great sponsor of this show. This show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia, the same umbrella that is behind all of the Hooliisms in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
We were talking about hats earlier with Drew here, and One of the things in the news this week was Alderman Burke was cut. Eddie Burke was caught looking at cowboy hats on his phone during Emmanuel's budget speech.
Sounds like something I would do.
It's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. I go, this is exactly something Bill would do.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Are you a cowboy hat wearing type of guy?
No, but Bill loves it.
I'd be looking at like the newest, latest Sox hat or something. I'm the guy that like...
You're just straight baseball cap, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Weird. He's got Irish caps, but like sometimes we'll be working at the Carlton tenant bar, and then I'll pick up his phone and like his eBay page is up, and he's just scrolling, looking at watches or something like that. I go, uh-huh. What have you been doing all day? Just
looking for a new watch. How many watches do you own, Bill?
I actually, I don't have one right now. My girlfriend's in the audience. I'm kind of hinting over her, like, maybe you'd like to buy me one as a gift, but she knows that already.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll take one for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Why not?
Like an Invicta. That's what I want. Yeah. I think I had one before.
Invicta is like a Rolex, kind of poor man's Rolex.
A poor man's Rolex, yeah. I'll take
Nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. And it broke. I don't know what happened. I got a little water condensation in there. It lasted a good 3 years, and now it's done with it, and I haven't gotten a new one since, but I'm ready for it. I'll get one.
You're watchless.
Yeah, you should talk, watch boy. You like
I got
too, man.
I did get into that. I got into that. Now, we had a joke for a while. We have a friend who's into watches. He's got three main hobbies: guns, watches, and real estate. You know, those are the three main topics.
I know who you're talking about.
Sure, I know exactly who we're talking about. Yeah.
God bless, right? Yeah. You know, that was one of our big kids.
Yeah,
one of the big jokes was like, we always used to joke was like, you can tell how shallow a guy is by the size of his watch. Guy's got a watch the size of his fist walking down the street. He's probably a balloon head, you know. Yeah. But
they're really making the face of watches like gargantuan nowadays.
It's unbelievable. I'm like Jacques Cousteau, that would have sank him. You know, like that's not a diving watch. It's like having a Cadillac on your wrist at this point.
Yeah, I know, but I still like them. So
yeah, well, it's what got Jesse Jackson Jr. in all that trouble.
Yes, it is.
Watches.
Yeah, watch hunting,
and then people started watching him.
Yeah.
All right, Andy Madden's on the program tonight. He's been entertaining us here.
I'm trying to think if maybe Madden. He might have a funny story about us he'd like to share. Now that we're, I'm trying to think about.
Oh,
I do remember.
Oh, man,
I mean Madden's house when we were kids, because you know Andy's mom and dad. Now he's the oldest in his family.
Yeah.
So his mom and dad, you know, they got married young and. They were probably like 8 or 9 years younger than all of our parents.
Oh yeah, at least a decade.
So when Andy was in like you know second, third grade, Mr. and Mrs. Madden were still like in their early 30s, and they wanted to still hang out with their friends. We used to love going over there on like a Friday night or Saturday night.
Yep.
And then it would always end the same way at Madden's house. It'd be like his little brothers. Would get into it. There'd be like, you know, someone would be excluded from a card game or a baseball card trade, and all hell would break loose.
Because God forbid you couldn't exclude, you know, the younger siblings from whatever we were doing.
I remember how your mom and dad would always be like, no, Charlie's got to be able to hang out with you guys, even though he was probably like 4 or 5 years younger than us. It was like 3 years younger than us.
Three and a half. Yeah.
But then Kevin and Mo were also there, and... The nights used to end with like silent assassins. Like your brother would just come up and hit another brother with a hammer. You're like, oh. Mr. Madden was a carpenter for our radio listening audience, and there was always hammers and things like that around, and they were used liberally on each other inside the household.
So a lot of power tools just laying around the house.
Yeah, it's like we'd be playing cards, and all of a sudden Charlie, after being like his brother Charlie being ejected from the card game or something. Would come up and just sneak behind his brother. His little brother.
It was Kevin that hit Charlie in the head with a hammer. I'll never forget it. I was there.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
But do you remember Allison? Can I borrow a dollar? Does that ring a bell to you?
Yes.
There were some neighbors.
Yes.
He'd always get beat in the card game early. We'd take this poor kid's money. And then there was the next door neighbor, a pretty young girl. She turned out to be a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And she would be over at the, you know, hanging out too, and she'd have like a dollar, and Charlie would be mooching dough off of her.
Charlie's a hustler, man. I mean,
yeah,
he has been.
He's in
the
same business as me. You got to be, right?
Yeah.
Chaz.
Always be selling.
Chaz
man.
Madden.
Yeah. Chuckles.
Always
right?
be closing.
Chuckles. All right. Let's do another song.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, real quick, I mean, I have thousands of funny stories about these two, but
okay.
I guess the best thing was like going out in high school with these guys. You know, you go to their house to pick them up. You say, all right, I'll be outside at 8.
I know where this is going.
And you show up at, you know, like 8:05, 8:10, and you're laying on the horn, and you're sitting in their driveway.
Yep.
And about 10 minutes later, one of them will come down in the clothes he's been wearing all day and say, if it was Pat, he'd say, "Oh, Bill just got in the shower. We'll be ready in 20 minutes." And then he wouldn't mention the fact that he also had to shower and get ready. So you're literally sitting in their driveway
for
a good hour.
Yeah.
You know, and
that went on for decades. It still goes
on. Yeah, I mean, how much better has it gotten? I mean,
Clay and I went to go see, I went and saw the Whitey Bulger movie last week.
We, we were supposed to tape this thing on Thursday. It's Friday morning, so.
there you go. No, Clay pulled that on me last Friday night. I went to go see Black Mass.
Yes.
Pretty good. I enjoyed it. And Clay calls me and he goes, "The movie starts at 8. Well, he told me that he called me and told me that the movie started at 7.
He's smart. He's obviously been a long time friend.
And then by the time I'm calling him at like 7:30, I'm like, "Dude, it's 30 minutes into the movie." He's like, "I'll be there in 2 minutes." I get in his car. He's like, "Movie starts at 8. I know you real well, buddy."
He does.
Yeah.
It's a good trick.
Yeah, so we're going to be late for our own funerals. Anyway, Andy, let's do another song, number.
Yeah, so this is another original song called Life's Exchange.
You saw your phone and checked your last call. No one's there to catch you when you fall. Well, I can tell you're eyeing on the ball. What do you know if I don't know at all? I can change after all I'm going through. Life is strange and I don't know what to do. But I found love and enough to carry through. This life's exchange is what is pulling through. Whoa. These days it seems I can only crawl. These interactions only make me small. It's time to stand up now, feeling tall. What do you know if I don't know you at all? I can change after all I'm going through. Life is strange and I don't know what to do. But I found love and enough to carry through. This life's exchange is what is pulling through. Whoa. Cloud and rain once made me blue. This makeshift home gave us shelter to. It's time we change that point of view. Change after all I'm going through. Life is strange and I don't know what to do. But I found love and enough to carry through. This Life's exchange is what is pulling through. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right.
I like that one a lot, Andy.
Hey, thanks, brother. It was hard to keep a straight face. All I was thinking about was sitting in your driveway. So.
Yeah, I still use the same kind of shampoo.
Yeah.
That was Andy Madden. We're going to take a quick short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with Andy, and his lovely bride will be joining him for a number right after these quick messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
12:40 a.m. We're back at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. Tonight, if you want to come by Fitzgerald's, you can see Billy Prine. That's John Prine's brother. That's at 9 p.m. He'll be with Cannonball. Terry White of Cannonball has been on this program before.
Absolutely.
We love them.
Yeah.
Come check them out. $10. I want to say it's $10. Yeah. And that's at 9 p.m. Also, the movie Hooli's going on at the Gene Siskel Film Center. If you're in your car, you can come on down to that. That's at 8 p.m. Dave McLaughlin will be showing on Broadway. Also want to remind everybody, next Thursday, October 1st, is the benefit for Brendan O'Connor. He'll be throwing out the first pitch. We're trying to look out, raise some dough for Brendan. He's in a fight with cancer right now. And that's at the White Sox game. He'll be playing the Royals, and that's Thursday. He'll be playing the Royals. He'll be throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can go to Big Guy's at around 3:30, and he'll be cooking burgers and beer, and it's free beer. And the buses leave at around 5. So if you want to go to that, you can purchase tickets at Big Guys at any point
this
week.
Awesome.
Now, Andy is joined here with his wife. That's Abigail Siepel Madden, who is now
Siepel.
Thank
Siepel.
You.
Siepel.
See?
It's all right. Simple, actually.
I've
but
known
you're
her
an
for
idiot.
Years. Abby, you're the sweetest. But I want to congratulate you on your new job as managing director of the Red Orchid Theater here in Chicago. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. It's very cool.
I'm very
pretty
proud
exciting.
Of you. And you're here with your husband, and you're going to join him now. Do you guys sing at home together at all? I've always wondered this.
Sometimes.
Don't lie.
Yeah, you know, occasionally. There's a couple instruments laying around the house. So.
Okay.
But you have a lovely voice, Abby, and you're going to showcase that for us now. Andy, what did you have planned for us here?
So we're going to keep it local here, and we're going to play a John Prine song.
Ah, okay.
In the style of Bonnie Raitt. You know, she made this song really famous.
Yep.
This is a song that Abby and I like to sing around the house. So here it goes.
All right.
Go. I was a young girl, had me a cowboy. Wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how hard I tried, years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. Leaving this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, can hear them buzzing. Ain't done nothing since I woke up today.
How the hell does a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Make me an angel flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. Believing this living is just a hard way to go. Make me an angel flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. Leaving this living is just a hard way to go. Leaving this living is just a hard way.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Andy and Abby Madden, Andy's new endeavor, Toy Robots. You can learn more about them on Facebook. Go to Toy Robots, search them on Facebook. You can find them, like them. Join us next week for the Hooli's Hooli when Donnie Biggins, the founding member of the Shams Band.
And you're just butchering everything.
Yeah, and Harmonica Dunn himself will be here. Until next week, see you later. Bye.